Whoa, whoa. Take it easy. You've been out for quite a while. And don't struggle. It's absolutely futile. I've got you strapped down and chained up so nice and tight. You can't go anywhere. Of course you know me. And I've been watching you for quite some time. You always seem just a little out of reach. And I thought, well, why don't I take matters into my own hands? So I slipped a little something into your coffee when you weren't looking. And I watched you drink it. Watched you go out to your car and stumble. Lucky I was there to catch you. Help you into my car and take you where nobody will disturb us. I know this is what you want. Despite your protests, despite the look in your eye, I know you wanted this. And you wanted me to make it happen, didn't you? You're such a dirty little boy. You could never, ever submit to this willingly, so I had to force you. Yes, you're completely mine. All mine. And I'm going to take such good care of you. Where are we? Don't worry. It's a detail you don't need to stress about. What time is it? Again, another detail you don't need to worry yourself with. All you need to know is that you are in my care, and I'm going to make you feel so good. Why are you naked? Well, now at least you're asking relevant questions. I drugged you, kidnapped you, abducted you, brought you here, and tied you down to this tilting table. Completely naked, and so all your special places are available for my reach. Don't look so worried, dear. I promise you, we are going to have a good, good time together. Now, one thing I've noticed about you since I've been watching you for these many, many months is that you always look so stressed. I know you have a partner and she seems pretty enough, but I don't think she's taking care of you how you need to be taken care of. No, I don't think she's attending to a very specific need. You suddenly look a little antsy. Do you like when I lick my lips and look at you like that? Look at you there, my eyes dropping down to look at your cock and balls. Oh, I think you may be getting a little excited. See, this is exactly what I mean. She's not attending to you in the way you need. That's why I did this, baby. I brought us here together so I could take care of you, how you need. Exactly. No, don't protest. I know what you need. And I know what you want. You're just too afraid to admit it. Well, I'll do it for you. Let me walk over to you and tilt this table upwards so you're vertical. It's nice to finally be this close to you after all this time. Well, I was close to you when I drug your unconscious body in here, but that's beside the point. It's nice to finally be here with you like this. No one will hear you. I made sure of it. I don't want us to be disturbed by anything as pesky as innocent bystanders or witnesses. No, we are 100% alone and will not be disturbed. No, I think I've waited long enough. Let me just move my hand to your cock and shh, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be afraid or nervous. Just relax. I know what you need. You don't have to pretend with me. I know you want it. And I know you're too shy to ask me. So I'll just do it for you. Anticipate your needs. See, isn't that better? My hand wrapped around your cock. Your body stiffened just then when I touched you. I can tell you like it. What if I just slowly and gently start to stroke you like this? See, I told you this would be okay. That I was going to make you feel good. That's all I want, to take care of you. I wish it didn't have to come to this, but you made me do it. It's for your own good, baby. There, there. Don't cry. You can think of her if it makes you feel better. But I'd rather you thought about me. Since I'm the one that really cares about you. Willing to go to any length to please you and take care of you. That's right. Just relax. Good baby. Feel my warm hand around your growing cock. It's nice, isn't it? Giving up control for a bit and letting me take care of you. You can trust me, sweetie. I'll always do right by you. Yes, that's it. Feel your cock getting harder in my hand as I stroke you. Breathe. Close your eyes. That's right. The woman who loves you is stroking your cock. My only desire is to make you relax and feel good. Just stroking you and rubbing you nice and easy. Getting you all primed and ready. Let me take my other hand and start massaging your balls. They're so big and full. You are in need of a good release, aren't you? Just how long has it been since you really let go? Didn't have any other worries or cares, but just sat back and were attended to. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to drain you completely. I'm going to help you empty these balls and nut real good. Yeah, you want that, don't you? And you want me to do it. I know you do. You can stop pretending. Just give yourself to me. Massaging and groping your sack with my hand. My fingers rolling your balls around and gently rubbing them. My other hand still working your shaft. From base to head, gripping you and stroking your cock. A nice, steady pace. Not too fast. No, I don't want you to blow too quickly. No, I want to build it up in you. Really get you warmed up so you explode nice and hard. That's what you want too, isn't it? Good boy. Just relax. That's it. Yes, I love the feeling of your throbbing cock in my hand. My fingers touching every inch and every vein of this meaty dick. Yes, it's a very nice dick. It really, really is. I look at it and I'm reminded of Dr. Seuss. Oh, the places you'll go. And it will be going into some wonderfully tight, wet places. But we'll get to all that much, much later. For now, I want to make you come. I want to milk all that creamy cum you've got cooped up in those big balls. You want that too, don't you? You want me to keep stroking you until you explode. I can tell. We're so in sync. I know these things about you, lover. That's why we're here. I'm giving you what you need. Shall I stroke a little faster now? A little harder. Gripping you a little firmer. A little tighter. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Here, why don't I get my big tits out for you to look at while I keep stroking you faster. You can look at my big, jiggly boobs, my hard, tawny nipples, so full and so heavy. Oh, well, you feel my hand jerking your dick. Is that good, baby? You like being able to look at my big plump titties while I milk your cock. Does that feel good, baby? You can be honest with me. You can trust me. I just want to make you feel good and take care of you. Yeah? Well, let me be honest with you. I could never waste your cum. I couldn't just jerk you off onto the ground. No, that would be tantamount to sacrilege. I'm just gonna get on my knees here. That's right. Kneeling before your cock and keep stroking you while I open my mouth. I want to milk you into my mouth so I can take your cum inside me. You like that idea, baby? Yeah? Would that be okay? But I may have to steal a lick of your cock. You shivered. Are you okay, baby? Oh, you really like that, don't you? When I licked the head of your cock? Oh, well then shall I do it again? Take my pink tongue and lap the sensitive head of your cock. You taste good too. Your pre-cum is delicious. Maybe I could take the head of your cock into my mouth and suck it while I continue to stroke your shaft, but a little faster now. Is that good, baby? Shall I keep sucking your cock like that? Does that please you? Very good, baby. Now, are you ready? Are you ready, my dear? We're ready to drain those balls into my waiting, hungry mouth. Doesn't that feel better? No more backup of cum making you feel antsy and needy. I think you may need a couple more rounds before I can let you go. What do you say? No. I won't hear your protests. No, it's really no trouble. I don't mind. I told you. I just want to take care of you and make you feel good. And baby, that's exactly what I intend to do.